Ayat and Hassan each took the stage separately, addressed the audience, and responded to a set of questions. Ayat said she was open to a number of solutions for fixing Social Security and Medicare. Hassan said having the rich pay more into these programs is key, but both stressed that the solution to sustaining Social Security and Medicare rests on bipartisanship. That call for cross-party work wasn't necessarily reflected in the candidates' responses. Here's Ayat.
And I myself have been very disappointed already in the Senate race that there have been millions and millions of dollars spent by my opponent and her allies attacking me on Medicare and Social Security. They're not true because my interest is in working together to preserve Social Security and Medicare.
And then this response later from Hassan.
At least ads from my campaign are very specific about her record, and she can try in this election year to change what she's done in Washington all she wants to. But she says one thing here and she does something different in Washington, and that's one of the things that voters really need to understand.
The candidates will have their first official debate next Friday in Conway. For NHBR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.